There was a very good possibility that because of all the research that we are doing on the possibility of body stem cell conversion, that you might not show up for this sequence of time, all right, in which we are going to attempt to perform a ritual, listen with me, of the necessity that while we may give a totality of direction to the consciousness identity of the species of Homo sapiens, that we can contain within us memories about ideas that bring about a natural conversion of the factoring, all right, of a time episode. Thank you for that, remember. I have to review, I just got back here about 26 minutes ago. I had an agreement when I left this last factoring of time that the progress that we had been making in the converting agency of the direction that you had been given by the idea of stem cell in the factor of our memory, with a basic admission that we were utilizing ideas about the figuration of our body identity in ideas concerning stories that were telling us about each other in the regeneration of the body form that I am demonstrating to you right now, we suddenly had to take a look at the complete and necessary idea that it would be impossible to hold within your idea concerning yourself about the nature of the consciousness identity of you within your DNA and not consider, and I'm going to use a particular word here because it's a word that will be virtually immediately very understandable to you. I'm going to have you say it with me. Okay. Say to me, holographic universe.
Holographic universe.
Did you see this? Yeah. Here's where we've gone from. Stem cells, okay, to the idea of information in a holographic universe. And I'm going to read to you with your permission. Because of the energy idea that you are generating within the consciousness of your idea about yourself, the simple admission, and while this seems simple, I want you to examine it with me in the truest sense, in the idea that the power of decision, the power of decision in the reflection of our light, are demonstrating what appear to be distances in location of space. Now, say to me, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Do they really? Do they really actually entertain a very fundamental idea that in the association of your consciousness in regard to self-recognition, that you will be and cannot not be in an occupancy of space? Thank you holographically for the idea that you're in a occupancy of your body. And while you are obviously in a pursuit of a solution contained within the reflection of the power of light of the universe that you just demonstrated to me, because of the new treatment in the conversion of your own cellular responsive body, you are beginning to recognize in this little field of space energy, light and energy, a more particular correspondence with what appears to be another body form who is in his cellular relationship, say to me, space.
Space.
With his space. Now, I'm going to read you very quickly just a little bit about the holographic universe and the fundamental possibility that if you let me deal with the mass conversion of energy within your own mind, look with me, I can show you on my reappearance and your subsequent recognition of me in a different place in time, with a fundamental admission that your space-time is changing all the time. We must present ourselves with that, or we're not going to get very far, are we? When I sat down here with you, I love to teach the idea you can hear this in quantum. When I walked into this space-time location, without regard to where it is, I obviously brought myself. And I obviously, at that time, was reflecting outside of myself what I thought were the procedures of my consciousness, identity of myself. Where I gave a particular reference to you, who also appeared to be in his own space-time identity. Now, I'm going to move into the idea of the power of the love that I'm feeling for you right now with my mind that is being transcribed in new definitions of ideas or stories about ourselves that then become a storyline that I am presenting to this little continuum of time about not only the physical body reassociation of the Savior, I'm using Jesus particular, can you hear this? But the space that he's in. Could you hear that? In other words, what would be the sense in me offering you? Okay, in the idea of this 80-year-old guy, we talked a lot about that, obviously. You're looking at me now. Many of you are saying there's no possibility that you are in occupancy of an 80-year-old body. Did you see that with me? On the last stem cell video, we talked about the idea of the acknowledgement that it's actually not in the DNA, the cells of your body that are important. I'm going to have you say this to me. Will you say to me the distance between them?
The distance between them.
Did you say that to me? Are you teaching fundamentally the idea that the aggregation of the memories I hold about this body form are really undergoing constant and continuing changes in the illusion that I feel about myself? And that inevitably, since I am the directing activity of my consciousness, it will have to be, at least for that moment, in the space in which I find myself. Come on now. The whole fundamental principle of Homo sapien is he believes he is limited by his perspective of a relationship of space-time with where he finds himself. First thing he deals with in his DNA is the idea that he has memories of being a human body within his mind that are momentarily restricted by the notion of the memory factor that's contained within his own DNA that for that moment forgot that it couldn't possibly have located itself anywhere in space-time. Are you listening? That did not include the entirety of the idea of a recellular association. Say to me, based on consciousness of energy.
Based on consciousness of energy.
I'm going to read you just a little bit. Wouldn't that be all right? Listen, just a little bit about the idea that we're going to be looking at this holographic universe. Thank you. What we opened up was the possibility that you would like to know about the totality of a relationship of light out in the universe that is continually reflecting back to you a hologram of ideas of the storytelling that are contained in the moment in which we entered into this fabric of space-time. Here I am. I've come into it now with you. You listening? I got a great story to tell you in the explanation of where you're finding yourself in that body form, with positively no regard for your cellular maturity, by which you identify the hydrogen and the carbon and the oxygen in you, except in the totality of an increase in frequency of the location in which you find yourself in space. Listen. This is about information of you in the holographic universe. Theoretical results about black holes suggest that the universe could be like a gigantic hologram. Imagine that. Now, if we ask anybody what the physical world is made of, you're likely to be told that it's matter and energy. Now, the information storage capacity of devices such as hard disk drives has been increasing by leaps and bounds. When will such progress halt? What is the ultimate information capacity of a device that weighs, say, less than a gram and can fit inside a cubic centimeter, roughly the size of a computer chip? How much information does it take to describe a whole universe? Look, could that description fit in the computer's memory? Could we perhaps, as the great William Blake pens, see the world in a grain of sand? Or is that idea no more than a poetic license, since your own self-realization is a beautiful description of a poetic license? Here it is, an astonishing theory called the holographic principle, holes that the universe is like a hologram, just as a trick of light allows a fully three-dimensional image to be recorded onto a flat piece of film. Our seemingly three-dimensional universe could be completely equivalent to alternative quantum fields and physical laws painted on a distant, vast surface. I love it. The physics of black holes. Immensely dense concentrations of mass provides a hint that the principle might be true, because studies of black holes show that although it defies common sense, the maximum entropy or information content of any region of space is defined not by its volume, but by its surface area. Did you hear what I just said, David? You want to be reasonable with me for a moment? I'm not trying to take your idea of consciousness away from you in regard to what you think you are. What I'm trying to do to you now, individually, in the idea that you have about yourself, is to increase a frequency of light energy in the admission that the conversion of the organization of us in this holographic demonstration of the possibility of the complete conversion of our body form. Remain with us at this time. Practice. The universe is mind.
The universe is mind.
Did you say that to me?
Yeah.
Look, if that's true, it would be very possible for you to symbolize within your own idea of yourself, of God, as a hologram. Now, here's the difficulty that will arise if we're going to admit to a single source of reality. Okay, I'm going to teach just for a minute. The power that you have in your mind to decide outcomes have already been established in the sequence of your idea of your location of space-time. There's no sense in opening that up to anything but the fundamental admission that as a species, Homo sapiens, you are very much aware that you are in occupancy of a space that defines consciously how you feel about yourself, look with me, and that you live within a sequence of time that defines a beginning and an end. It begins here and it ends here, and that is an occupancy. Now say to me, space.
Space.
It's an occupancy of space, but look at the dilemma you have. The occupancy of the idea of the DNA of your body formulation is already defining within itself the very simple idea that it is conscious of a memory of itself in what appears to be a space-time episode. I watched with a great deal of joy the quantum idea in your relationship of holographic universes. Look with me about your capacity, using the power of your mind in what appears to be a light body association to travel out into the universe. Shall I tell you how it works? Shall I use another crucial word in the idea of hologram? Say to me, idea.
Idea.
Now, obviously contained within you in an idea of your DNA is an idea. Very simply because DNA itself contains in it a factor of resolution in an individual location in space-time that causes a very rapid repetition of itself in order to maintain identities of correspondence of reflection light that verify itself. The obvious difficulty, the rise in the condition of your human idea about yourself is this. It's impossible that you do not have already acknowledged by you a perfect memory of before you came into this sequence of time. And after you left. Here. In the progress we're making now in the energetic conversion of our body formulation that I'm performing for you right now, thank you very much for that. What a surprise. It isn't so much that you saw me in a new picture of my body form in reflection within the whole. But you saw at that moment, said to me, a whole new vision of myself.
A whole new vision of myself.
Did I hear you say that?
Yeah.
Are you saying to me in what's going on in this STEM research that we were performing at the University of Wisconsin and also out in Stanford? Oh, did I forget Edinburgh? Oh, I didn't mean to do that. No, the old man. My energy faculty of the conversion of the illumination of my mind occurred within the last 7 generations in Edinburgh. I have cellular memories, as you do, regardless of where you locate yourself, of being in body formulation. See if you can hear this. It's a little too mystical for you. Good. I'm teaching holographic conversion in the love that I'm expressing for you without particularly getting into the idea of reincarnation. I'm not concerned about the multiple body identities which we previously identified yourself in Edinburgh. I am concerned that contained within the fabric of the DNA memory of you in an increased frequency of possibility is the fundamental idea of the joy and the happiness that we found together, okay, within relationships of time that can be defined by the human condition as simply a need to journey back to a holy place or in your memories, this is going to Mecca. This is the whole idea that before I pass into oblivion, I must make my journey to Jerusalem. Oh, I thought you said Mecca. Oh, I thought you said Edinburgh. What did you say? I said Edinburgh. I don't need to go back to Jerusalem. Why? I have a perfect picture. Come on now, I'm looking at my own heritage of my ancestors, my great-great-grandpa, living in Edinburgh, just as you have within your mind good memories of how you're going to see yourself in this relationship of time. And in the idea that holographically it will be possible for you at any moment to make a simple admission of the necessity for the admission of the responsibility that you feel within your own relationship about yourself, that you can't escape. Can you practice a little bit with me now? I'm going to express to you how much I actually value you in your determination to keep re-examining the idea of stem cell. I'll tell you why. In the hologram, the energy is contained not only in the factoring of space-time, you see that in memory. Now, say to me, but in ideas.
But in ideas.
Thank you. The idea about the invention of an automobile, or in fact anything else within your stem cell idea, of anybody who is participating in the invention, this is particularly true in stem cells. As we read in the hologram, we are able to encompass them, containing the whole of the idea within this little chip of memory. Now, the solution that it affords us in the idea that I'm attempting to represent to you in my reappearance within this frame, say to me, I brought a stem cell with me.
I brought a stem cell with me.
I simply brought a stem cell with me, I think some of you heard that, from outside of Spain that I now have inserted into my mind in the entrance into this frame that's going to reflect an increase in frequencies of memories, say to me, that are already in me. All I'm actually doing and offering you in the conversion and regeneration of your stem cell is my certainty that the visionary idea of how I'm feeling about you will always, somewhere in space-time, and since this is a very, very good time to take a look at it, very simply because you're feeling the conflict of DNA. You're finally looking at yourself in the idea that the conflict being expressed in the hologram is the entirety of your containment of yourself. You see? This will be the completion of the idea right here. And this is what we're going to practice now. In the idea that when I came into this frequency, I sat down here with you, you looked at me in a memory, I looked at you in a memory, in a hologram, and just for a moment, we released our individual necessity to keep the conflict in our DNA. The moment that we did that, a brand new light came into our mind. What did it do? It changed our memories of how we were looking at ourselves. Not so much the memories of the specific observation of ourself, but more in the power of the light to decide the ultimate resolution to the conflict that you are now looking at directly, where you begin to share with me the idea that this would be considered to be what life is. Conflict with your DNA, the whole idea, let's use death for a minute, the whole idea of death or loss of yourself is nothing but a body idea of the use of your memory, of the constriction of yourself, where you're hell-bent. Say to me, I'm hell-bent on dying. Say it.
Hell-bent on dying.
Let me see you do it. I got you. because suddenly around you, you're seeing other ghosts or phantoms are figuring, some of them you apparently don't like very well. Shall I tell you why? You don't like ideas about yourself very well. I'm going to come back. Here's what I'll do. I'll leave you for a moment. I'll come back and offer you in the reappearance of Jesus. This is the resurrection of Jesus now. That you may suddenly be walking around here and get a whole new vision of yourself. Because God is going with us wherever we go. Because God is the mind with which we're thinking. God, bless us. Bless you, each and every one.
All of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things the way you dance and hold me tight the way you kiss and say goodnight crazy things we say and do the fun it is to be with you the magic thrill that's in your touch oh I love you so much The way you press my hand to let me know you understand the wind and rain upon your face the breathless world of your embrace Your little laugh and half surprise The starlight gleaming in your eyes Remembering all those little things All of a sudden
Did you stay with me? I'm going to take a chance on scientific love. So many of us, within the reasoning process of our mind, admit, well, I'm going to have to love everybody because God loves me and I love myself about things I'm doing. You listen to me. Without a consciousness reasonable process of alternatives contained within your own mind in regard to outcomes that you want within your universal association with yourself, it's impossible to love. Shall I tell you why? You wouldn't have to. You are already in the kingdom of the power of light, the entirety of a factor of mind consciousness that only needs from you, in the DNA of your structural advantage, a constant new idea. Say that to me, new idea.
New idea.
Look with me. I'm going to teach you, just for a moment. I'm going to threaten you with the science evidence of my love for you. For the first time, we'll stay out of religion just for a moment, because Jesus is here with me. Jesus loves the science idea of a reappearance of the idea of a body form in the certainty, in the expansion of the hologram in which the limited Jerusalem finds itself, with the simple admission that in his reappearance he will be offering you, say to me, idea again,
idea.
A new idea. Now say, he's back.
He's back.
Come on. Within the cellular idea of your memory, idea about the formulation of your DNA, which defines death, and does it very beautifully, because it's the proof that you can obliterate yourself in space-time. The problem you obviously have is there is no location for you to obliterate. Come on, come on, it's time for you to hear it. This will say and show to you, I'm going to try to read you, the science of the idea, I'll teach for a minute, that everything is going on all the time. Everything that's ever going to happen in your idea of the consciousness of yourself is going on all the time. Now, look at me. This is my love and teaching. I may have to start from the fundamental idea of a black universe so impacted that it defies the possibility of escape. Could you hear that? It can't be escape. How can you possibly get out if the entropy of you is continuing causing your death? Shall I tell you how? Reasonably, you start from a position of the inevitability that the whole universe is out there, even though you're self-contained. By out there, I mean not definable in the relationship even with the black hole itself. Now I can teach you a holographic idea that each moment in space-time is another dimensional association, not expressing what's contained within the mass density, but the circumstances of light that surround it. Holographic universe. Science of love. Listen. A holographic space-time. Two universes of different dimensions and obeying disparate physical laws of rendering completely equivalent by the holographic principle are possible within our ideas that we're teaching. Theorists have demonstrated this principle mathematically for a specific type of five-dimensional space-time. We call it anti-D-sitter. I'd love to teach that sometime. And its four-dimensional boundary. In effect, the 5D universe is recorded like a hologram on the 4D surface of its peripheral. Now, superstring theory rules in the 5D space-time, but a so-called conforming field of point-particle association, that is, the idea that can be contained in the operation in what we call a 4D hologram. Now, a black hole in the 5D space-time is equivalent to hot radiation on the hologram. For example, the hole and the radiation have the same entropy, even though the physical origin of the entropy is completely different for each case. Look at this. Although these two two descriptions of the universe seem utterly unalike. No experiment could distinguish between them, even in the fundamental principle of what they are. Thank you for that. You'll notice that I'm showing you, and was trying to show you in this association, redefinition of the reasoning process of the principal idea that we are under the complete control of how much we are willing to continually reassociate ourselves, and I didn't mean to leave you stranded there, in the idea that my communication with you in stem cell research about the hologram of the idea of who I am in that correspondence was in the idea of conceptual realization in a hologram of self that within a parameter could be recognized immediately by this association over there. You with me with this? How can I tell the difference in the idea of the energy of the reassociation of myself and the energy of this association, if when I look out into the universe, I see billions of stars and beautiful millions of reflection of light? It's done very simply. Can I show you how? If you let me within the DNA of my structure, I can set up for you. This is the return, incidentally, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I can set up for you, first, my certainty that this is not what life is. I don't care. Listen to me. Whatever you do in your idea of yourself, you are perfectly aware that while you appear to be in a self-identity, there's always something else that you will continue to look for, very simply because the idea of something else, you can hear this, is how we got out into the universe. From the time we began to participate in the reorganization of disks, little grains of sand, little principles of idea of energy contained within thought patterns, we always were contained with us an idea of an entrance into this idea of space-time and its disappearance in an instant, where we'll discover we are the entirety of ourself in that idea of who we are. Are you with me with it? I'm going to give you just about a 4-minute description of the manner in which you have come to realize in the conversion of your stem cell identity that going on, I'm going to use the word virtually simultaneous with your idea about yourself is another idea of pattern of energy that at any moment, you can hear this with me, could be entirely different than you are. Why is this necessary? I'm going to try this with you. You can hear me. I'm speaking from now an illuminate mind as much as you are. The certainty of the requirement for self-recognition is the nature of beingness. That is, the science, conscience of my mind cannot exclude the necessity of self-being. Now, the manner in which I alter the idea of what I am in that association are new processes that I can reach in ideas that were matured, okay, in the conversion of the stem cell by your stem cell identity, recognizing that stem cell identity, and in the laboratory of the conversion of our cellular mind, I am showing you a direct communication that's possible individually within your own mind. In the increase of the energy of incredible joy and happiness that you're about to experience without any need whatsoever to remain in the conflict that represents your DNA. That is, the inevitable totality of your need to contain yourself in the frequency of light. Shall we teach? Just for a minute. For fear. Say to me. Say to me, loss of conflict.
Loss of conflict.
Shall we teach why just for a moment? You love conflict. As a human being, teaching seven generations of my individual memory, I was specifically, perhaps in my DNA, designed for conflict. Because my overcoming of the conflict in our relationship of space-time was my proof. Now say to me, love.
Love.
As strange as that may seem to you, within the evidence you have about yourself in overcoming conflict, if you didn't have any conflict in space-time, how could you love? The answer is you couldn't. It would be impossible for you in the teaching of the conversion, of the expansion of the idea of yourself, that you will not admit in the mind training of your mind that the projections that appear to be out there are only in your mind. I'm going to read you just a little bit now so that you can perhaps conceptually understand how much power you're actually being offered in the idea that your projections, when they come back to you, listen, have already lost their meaning. Finally, you're at the point in so much conflict going on in your own mind, I'm speaking now from my illuminate 80-year-old body, that I have within me memories of a generation of association where the conflict was resolved in love only to return. Listen, that is not to say that the conflict cannot be accumulated in various needs to retain it in different space-time ideas. I'm going to teach for one minute here. But the totality of the realization that all of the conflict in the universe, this is the hologram now, will be located in a tremendous, incredible, billion-time dense identity of dark energy. As a matter of fact, it's a moment where there's virtually no light energy. Now, since that's impossible, the moment of the coming into any place in space-time was the complete, in all directional ideas of yourself, expansions within the hologram of yourself of the joy that I'm feeling for you. I'm trying to go past this. So I teach. The only one I could possibly be interested in, John, is you. Now, that's true, but because practice said to me, I'm going to be me.
I'm going to be me.
Yeah, oh, come on. There's no possibility that you are not organized in all the pain, the loneliness, the conflict, everything by which you are presenting yourself in ideas about the species. All I'm offering you about the idea of death, that you are perfectly aware that there's a life in you that has nothing to do with space-time termination of yourself whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever to do with it. Nothing whatsoever. Here's a new idea. There's a new idea. Good, thank you. Now the parameter that you set up is suddenly going to be the recognition of the reappearance of a whole body form in the single memory of you coming from out in the galaxy and showing up where this galactic association in the accumulation of memories we have about ourselves, shall we teach, have asked somebody to come here from outside of this frame. And he's here. And he's here because you ask for another solution within your DNA that did not appear after accumulating evidence of yourself for not a long period, say 40, 50,000 years, that the solution was not there, that it was not there. This world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning. And what you behold upon it are your wishes acted out so you can look on them and think them real. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwillingly to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Yet in truth, you found exactly what you look for when you came. Listen with me now about the energy of your mind. This little world in which you find yourself contained in the consciousness of your identity was over a very long time ago. The thoughts that made it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. Here's the miracle that we're trying to teach in the miracle of the conversion of your cellular identity. It shows you what? The past is gone. And what has truly gone cannot have any effect. Why? Remembering a cause that's already over can but produce illusions of its presence, not its effects. Look, you think you live in what is already over, and you have admitted is already over. Each thing you look upon, you saw but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Listen, not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind. Uncertainty, the idea that you had an amnesia condition of not being able to remember who you were, was brought to certainty virtually in the moment that it occurred. And that was a very long time ago in space-time, that it's very hard indeed for you to hold it in your heart as if it were before you still in this space-time location. There you are. May I have the privilege of teaching you just for a moment about the ideas of my own consciousness state, of how I must look to you in my body formulation of this old carcass that's been around for this 126 years. Oh, that's how. See that? What was that, a memory of longer than that? Could that have been a memory in your mind that's over 200 years old? Maybe 1,000 years old? Maybe 40,000 years old? Listen with me. It's still going to be a memory in your mind. Now, my offering to you in the conversion of your cellular idea about your body is nothing but my certainty. May I for a moment, the science of love. I'm going to teach you in your cellular regeneration idea of the mass density of conflict that represents you, you mean absolutely nothing. The simple truth of the matter, as expressed in the hologram, is that you're already all space. It's the whole idea, I'd love to be able to read this to you, maybe I can just for a moment, that the idea that you are in an occupancy that's changing each moment within your own idea is nothing but your need, as we just read you, to hold on to the conflict of your self-identity. Should we go to some real emphatic shows? Have you had enough? Now I'm going to talk to you. I'm talking to someone else in his conceptual idea of the conflict of his body form. Shall I tell you why? You want me to teach for a minute? There isn't anyone else. The idea of the conflict that you're feeling in your own identity of the reflection of your own light is what this world is. Look with me. Is there anything out there? Thank you for that. the moment that you released it, a memory that was an idea in your DNA contained and impacted in you, immediate at that idea gave you, we teach it as love of God. Because in my mind, if I'm going to teach you about my love for you, I want the universe in on it. I want an inclusion of the idea that God is love. I want an inclusion that this little place and I find myself, that I can ask for an answer, and the word is prayer. The word is simply, I don't like myself here. Listen. Father, you stand before me and behind me and beside me and in the place I see myself and everywhere I go, right here and now. You are in all the things that I look upon, the sounds that I hear, and every hand that reaches for my own. In you, time disappears, and place becomes a meaningless belief for what's around your son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting love. I'm back here just for this last 3.5 minutes, and it contains the certainty, now I'm speaking directly, only to you. I left you, remember, with the holographic universe. My Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, who underwent an entire revision of himself and disappeared from this continuum, is back into the ideas. Listen, but up until just a moment ago, in the conversion of your own cellular identity, you have not been able to see. Now, on the master screen are appearing images in which you begin to recognize the love that I felt for you in my determination. Is that you? Yet just a moment ago, I was in the middle of the joy of the conflict with you. Now suddenly it's gone. And it's gone for no reason whatsoever. It's gone because I have taken the necessity for a reason to love you out of the parameter of space-time. Like you just did with me. As master teacher, as a teacher of the resurrection, of the availability, of the conversion of yourself in space-time, you were successful. And you did leave this continuum. And you did leave it in the joy and the love and the happiness that I'm feeling for you, not the world. You, who now begin to expand out from you the totality of the little teeny idea of conceptual self that you had in that dark energy, has left you. And I'm recognizing you in a new memory, where we successfully made the totality of an application of loving one another as I'm loving you at the this moment with the certainty that all of this was nothing but a momentary illusion of time that was over a very long time ago. I'll be reflecting back to you in this sequence of time increases in frequency of the idea of leaving this continuum, because love is a many splendid thing, and we have left this continuum of a hologram of time where we thought there was something other.